Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend. Welcome, everyone, here to The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And I just woke up, so...
Oh, did you know?
I didn't do shit. I just literally woke up, and I was like, oh, shit, it's 12:01. Let me put some pants on.
Press this record button real quick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. God damn, I feel like shit.
Hey, I look like shit, too.
Yeah, but that's every day, though. That ain't nothing new. That's every day. That ain't nothing new. I don't know if you seen me, but I look like an ugly motherfucker. I look like fucking road pavement sometimes.
I think you're too hard on yourself, my friend.
Yeah.
You're not that ugly.
You remember Jigsaw?
Yeah, they talk about the puppet?
Yeah, no, from Punisher.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I look like I could be his cousin. So,
damn. Yeah, I didn't go that far. I think that's fucked up.
Oh, yeah, it's that fucked up, dude. It's that fucked up.
Man, raise your armies.
Yeah. Don't call me that no more.
One of the greatest performances of the 21st century.
Call me Jigsaw. They looked at him like, what'd you just say, Negro? Like, that is the greatest superhero film of all time. What was that black dude, that cop, man? He was just...
that awful... I think he's a British actor.
Yeah, he is British, too.
His name was Colin something. Colin Salmon.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that dude's awful.
God damn it, Castle! I mean, it's like even worse than like a Tyrese performance, people, if you've ever seen it. I mean, it's like really bad. Yeah. Like, it's so bad. Like, it's like, damn, he's trying, too. that was him trying, he's Cody. I just woke up because fucking daylight saving time started the day. And I don't like that shit. So
I totally forgot it was daylight savings.
Yeah, we lose an hour of sleep. And
I ain't got some shit.
Ain't that a bitch? So I was about to say, who came up with this fucking holiday? But then I realized, oh, wait, that ain't got shit to do with a holiday. That's God's doing. So thanks a lot, God, making my life harder by an extra hour. Son of a bitch.
Piece of shit.
Mm-hmm. I want to say a thank you to, I did an Instagram live with Mike from Blue Run Spirit.
Okay.
Talking about, Blue Run Batch 2. And that was fun. So thanks, Mike. I had a great time chatting with you or whatever and shit. We had an amazing time. But man, I need to get dressed. I know a lot. So we're gonna get right into this.
We get right into it, sir. It's not wasting time.
What are we sipping on today? Because god damn.
Oh, today, I'm sure you've heard of El Segundo Brewing's...
I never heard of that place.
Well, first off, I've heard you heard of the brewery. I'm sure you've heard of the brewery.
No, I never heard of that place neither.
One of my favorite breweries.
Where's it at?
I did a lot. Funny enough, it's in El Segundo.
Shit, no enough. Shit?
Damn. Yeah. Yeah, crazy, right?
No false advertisement there.
No, literally in El Segundo. Yeah. Crazy, right?
That is fucking crazy. I mean...
A brewery named El Segundo...
I was just in El Segundo,
Really?
Last week. Yeah, I was at Hop Dottie's. I mean, I guess that's Manhattan Beach, but...
Yeah, it's like Manhattan Beach.
Whatever.
No, actually, not really. That's El Segundo. Nah.
It's like the borderline, basically.
Yeah, I guess, whatever.
Yeah, like, it's right next to Manhattan Beach Mall, even though that shit's kind of El Segundo-ish or whatever.
Yeah. You
know? I know Redondo like to be like, hey, we want to claim that area too, baby.
Yeah, they kind of do that. Yeah,
they do.
Yeah,
they fighting over that piece of land because it's so nice over there, Cody. They like, but then when you cross them train tracks, they like, we ain't claiming that shit over there. That's like the battle between Oakland and San Francisco when you cross that bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so yeah, you went over to El Segundo, man. I think I've heard of that place. You might have heard of it or not. You know,
actually, is that they're distributing more now because I got this at a bottle shop in Riverside. called La Bodega Riverside. That store is fucking legit, people. If you live in Riverside County, check that store out.
Hey, they didn't distribute as much. They only distributed like one of their.
They ever since like the pandemic started, they kind of get more and more into distributing around like SoCal primarily.
Oh yeah, because I guess the pandemic kind of forced their hand. Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay, that makes sense then. Yeah, I guess that definitely would make sense. But I would assume they're probably going to cut that off soon, right? Because I mean, that was kind of one of their like, or at least the distilleries. That's kind of their win-win here. It's like, hey, you have to fucking come here to get this variant. No pun intended on the pandemic and variant, but you kind of got to come here to get this good shit that you couldn't get anywhere else at any other store, you know. Or maybe they might just say fucking and just keep it going. So.
Mm. Oh, if I may continue, I forgot I was introducing the beer. My bad. Lost track. I'm sure you guys have heard of Steve Austin's Broken Skull IPA. Well,
his name is Stone Cold Steve Austin, sir.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
The Texas Rattlesnake himself.
Yeah. He's driving. He's
316.
Austin 316. So he just whooped your ass.
my all time favorite wrestler, actually, next to The Rock. Rock's my number two. And I'll put Stone Cold number one.
I don't know if I have one, to be honest. I gotta tell you, them two motherfuckers was really entertaining though during that
time. I will never forget. I was watching the other day with Stone Cold with Booker T's ass about that grocery store.
Lunatic said he never saw that. I was like, dude,
that is a classic moment. That shit is still just as funny to this day.
You remember the camera? I love the camera shots though, because they had this one camera shot of Stone Cold like out of breath. He started drinking the milk and shit in the background, and he just raises up like, yeah. And then Booker T turns behind him and he sees him and shit.
No, that's my favorite part, because Booker T thought he got his ass. Yeah. And Stone Cold walks out the fridge with some milk. He's looking at him like, I'm gonna get you. Yeah, that's my favorite. Yeah, nothing beats that. As far as the promo, oh my God, or skip, whatever you want to call it.
Well, I remember when Stone Cold first declared Austin 316 was after he won the, this is back in the 90s, people. I think it was called the King of the Ring or whatever. And he won the King of the Ring and he went to the thing and he was just saying, you can come here with your Bibles and all that bullshit or whatever. And they say John 316, but Austin 316 says, I just whooped your ass.
Oh man, him and The Rock, they had the best mic skills.
Oh man, it was like, and the thing was, even though they were in characters too, whatever, I mean, it wasn't like an outlandish character like I was about to say Ric Flair, but I think that really is Ric Flair, so I don't think, never mind. I think that really is Ric Flair. I think Ric Flair thinks he's Ric Flair 24/7, so I mean, outlandish like Macho Man or Hulk Hogan and all them, whatever and shit. I mean, these are like outlandish, I'm trying to whoop your ass or I'm going to clown your ass. And shit. I mean, that I love that Austin 316 speech, whatever. You come here with your Psalms and your Bibles and all that shit. You know? You cannot say that on TV today, by the way. I even have
to do any of this shit they used to do back in the day on TV.
Oh, no, they gave a 96
attitude era.
An 88-year-old woman shot out a hand as a baby. Like, come on,
I forgot that shit happened. Oh my God! An incredible victory. First thing I want to be done is to get that piece of crap out of my ring. You know what he wanted to say? Just get him out of the ring. Get him out of the WWF. Because I've proved, son, without a shadow of a doubt, you ain't got what it takes anymore. He just always looked pissed, too.
Oh, he's pissed. And you say your prayers, and it didn't get you anywhere. Talk about your Psalms, talk about John 3:16. Austin 3:16 says, I just whipped your ass.
Love it.
I love how he said, come on, that's not necessary. Come on, man. That ain't it. You ain't got to talk about that right. Like that. Come on, man. All he's got to do is go buy him a cheap bottle of Thunderbird and try to dig back some of that courage he had in his prime. People, he said, I got to go buy him a cheap bottle of Thunderbird so I can give him back some of that courage he had in his prime. You can't write this kind of shit. This is
no, like you can't. Kind of that's just straight out the cup right here.
This is like you got to just come up with the most insulting shit you can think of. Like,
yeah.
As the king of the ring, I'm serving notice to every one of that WWF superstars. I don't give a damn what they are. They're all on the list, and that Stone Cold's list, and I'm fixing to start running through all of them. As far as this championship match is concerned, son, I don't give a damn if it's Davey Boy Smith or Shawn Michaels. Steve Austin's time has come. And when I get the shot, you're looking at the next WWF champion. And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
Obviously. You know, when that glass shattered from his theme song, you knew he was like, oh, shit. Hell about to be unleashed.
Yeah. Yeah, sure about to go now. We hear that.
And that glass shattered, it was like, oh, hell's about to be unleashed here. Ain't going to be no.
Iconic.
Yeah,
iconic.
Get out the ring, please. He about to beat you up. I remember when they turned him into a bad guy, he started beating this woman with a steel chair and shit. He just kept beating her with it. I was like, man. I was like, they ain't getting away with any of this shit.
Right. They did not give a fuck back.
No.
Oh, my God.
He always had like this piss, like, I'm drunk, I gotta get in the ring like the most fucked up way possible and just like literally just stomp a mud hole in your ass and shit. I mean, it was funny as shit back in that time. And then once his career ended, we already knew he was a beer drinker and shit, but who would have known he would have been a good beer maker?
Yeah, that Steve Austin, El Segundo collab, that was working wonders. It's made like one of the most popular beers, if I'm not mistaken. That Broken Skull IPA?
Yeah.
Gotta be. And so it only makes sense for them to expand the line, which is what they did with what I'm drinking right here is Broken Skull, not IPA, but American Lager.
Is he the most successful famous person to make a spirit? Oh, I wouldn't say spirit. Let's just say alcohol. Like a
drink, alcohol product. Is he? Because... I think George Clooney is up there. And
that's true. Plus, George Clooney's stuff tastes better. I mean, tastes good, too, whatever.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, like, as far as, like, actually tasting good. And plus,
Actually, like, tasting good, definitely with the beer thing. Craft beer, for sure.
I would say, Broken Skull been around way longer than...
Broken Skull been around for, like... almost 5 years, maybe?
Yeah.
Like 4 years?
Well, I guess George Clooney shit's been around the same time, then. His was 2015, 2016, so...
Okay, yeah, so... Well, yeah, okay, so those would be the top ones.
And to be fair, I guess George Clooney did sell his... or someone invested in his for, like, something billion or something like that. So, I mean, that's pretty fucking successful. You can get a billion. So, yeah, I would say George Clooney and Stone Cold Steve Austin probably have, like, the most successful spirit lineup out there. As far as like generating popularity, sales, and tapes wise, I know people buy that fucking George Clooney tequila like crazy. So
okay.
That replaced Patron.
Oh, really?
The go-to tequila.
Wow, that's big.
Okay, now, it tastes the same because it tastes way better than Patron. I can tell you that, right?
All right, that's interesting. I had no idea. All right, cool.
I'm just throwing a guess out there. I just know whenever I go to a liquor store, I see people pick that bottle up. And I don't hear nothing about Patron anymore. But the thing is, I also don't think many people know that's George Clooney's tequila.
I don't think they do, because I think I've seen like maybe one commercial that they've done with George Clooney in it.
Yeah, that was a while ago, too.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. That's all I've seen.
I mean, it's not like you really see Stone Cold neither advertising this beer.
No, but beer, that's different. They never, like, craft beer, they never advertise, like, mass media or mass marketing or whatever, like, on, like, national television and all that shit. That's usually through, like, social media platforms or whatever.
That's how they advertise. It's such a niche, even though it's loved by millions or whatever. You know?
Yeah.
Such a niche product for a... And craft beer really don't have to do that. They're kind of successful in their own way. I mean, I don't know what...
They have their audience, and they know how to tap into that audience. So they're not driven.
I don't know what the price range is when it comes to like distributing your own beer and stuff like that, but I'd imagine it probably isn't all that bad because they seem to be doing pretty damn well.
They're especially El Segundo, man. They bring out new beers all the fucking time. They're distributed everywhere now. So they're doing quite all right.
I would say El Segundo is the most popular beer, most likely in California.
It should be. It's just delicious.
I mean, I hear Bay people. There are people in the Bay Area that want some of it. So
I think you can find it out there.
Mm-hmm, you can.
Yeah.
You can find some of their, I won't say like lesser known variants or whatever, but you can find some of their, their good shit out there. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, to get into this Broken Skull American Lager, coming in at, what is it, 4.8% easy drinking, light, nice American lager. Smells like the typical American lager. Got a nice little, well, nice little hop tinge. You got the grassy notes, a little bit of the wheat malt coming through.
Well, last time you had almost on this
show. Usually with these lager, I think like a little, oh, last time I had a lager on the show, shit, I can't remember.
God, I don't even remember last time.
I wish I could tell you, because I don't remember.
Yeah, I was about to say, I really don't
know. Last time I had a lager on the show, fuck. Damn, I got to look. Hey, I gotta look back. Yeah, I don't know. Because mostly with these lagers, like these American lagers, I usually get like a crackery kind of note, crackery note. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You get a little bit of that. Kind of like the little bready notes too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It almost smells biscuity, if that sounds. So it sounds kind of weird, but it smells kind of like a biscuit. I have some biscuits not too long. It smells kind of biscuity.
Well, a girl's ass is like a biscuit. So you take a whiff of that, then if it smells like that, what then the yeah. Like when you see them two big biscuits, then you know.
that sounds like a problem to me. I don't know, but.
Yeah, you know, I'm just saying it is someone special in your life right now, a birthday, and I'm not mistaken. She got two biscuits, so you know what to do tonight, my friend. You know what to do tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, so you know what to do. Don't even let me tell you.
Yeah, that's pretty much. That's pretty much it for the nose. Yeah, get into the palate now.
I was in the background watching this fucking grocery store. That shit is crazy.
Oh, that shit's hilarious, isn't it?
It's like, isn't that funny, what man? Store is this?
It's addicting.
Well, I want to know. I bet this store is like popular as shit.
That is the greatest single WWF clip ever in the history of everything.
And you know what makes
Attitude Era? But go ahead.
You know what makes it work too is like I don't think this will work without Booker T. His facial expressions—they're like one of a kind, dude. Like he looks like he just fucking. He Booker T has like these weird these eyes. People, he got those bulging eyes, and he be having that look on him. Like he just. He sells every fucking moment that happens in this store. Mm-hmm. So it fits perfect. I mean, these are the two fucking perfect dudes to be doing this shit. Booker T was beating people's ass in the store because he thought it was Stone Cold and shit.
That's hilarious. And that dude, he knocks out like, what are you?
Remember before this, Booker T went to a church, though, when he was looking for Austin. He was like, what you got, Austin?
I remember that. Oh my god, I don't remember that. You serious?
Yeah, he went to a church and shit.
What the Oh, I gotta watch that. I totally forgot about that shit, dude. What the
Because I guess Austin had like threatened him that he was stalking him or he's gonna find him and shit. So Booker T was crazy. He's like, I'm gonna find you first, Austin. So he just started going random places. I think he went to like a church or some shit like that looking for him. So, first of all, why the fuck would Austin be in a church? He's like pouring catch up on him now and he's beating his ass. This store has got to be, like, really famous right now.
It got to be.
He said he likes some flowers. He said, I'm going to give you some flowers. He throws them in the flower pot. You want some grape poupon? For our younger audience, grape poupon
is a commentary. Jerry yeah.
That back when commentary was actually good too.
That shit was hilarious. Jerry Lawler and what's his name? JR?
JR, yeah.
Jim Ross. Oh, that fucking classic duo.
Jim Ross has his own barbecue sauce out now, obviously.
Heard about that.
Yeah, I actually want to try that because I'm actually on my sauce thing right about now. Hot sauces and barbecue sauce. Oh, just all kinds of different sauces and shit. That's another that's a whole other world too, Cody. I don't know if you knew that or not. That's everybody got a goddamn
sauce sauce. World.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. I should have figured. Yeah. Craft sauce.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, hey, sometimes.
Let's craft everything.
Sometimes a mediocre piece of meat can be enhanced by the sauce.
Yeah, it can. Yeah. That's true.
Or even a really good piece of meat can be even more enhanced by the sauce. I mean,
yeah, just elevate it just that much more.
Hey, look, every restaurant you go to, if you got a burger or something like that, don't you always see the whatever the name of the company is, they'll be like, our secret sauce on it or some shit like that. You know, everybody got their own damn sauce. We're going to make a last drop sauce. It's coming to you. It's going to be.
You know what? That would be cool. That would be cool. I'm a big hot sauce guy, so that would be cool.
They're going to be like, what you put this on? We're going to be like, everything. Put it on your put it on your mama, your food, your whatever.
It goes with salad.
Yeah, you can bathe. You know, in fact, it's so FDA approved. You can bathe with the motherfucker. Just drip it on you.
Brush your teeth with it.
Yeah, put it on your tooth.
The last drop hot sauce.
It'd be like one of them old school infomercials. And if you just woke up and feel like brushing your teeth with it, try our new last drop. New last drop foam coagulated sauce or whatever shit. This shit right here, you can pour it right on the toothbrush here. See Cody in the background brushing it.
Clean. Yeah, the shitty editing. Shitty editing. Yeah,
put me in like one of them old school cheap suits and shit, and be like, "Try it now."
Oh god, love it,
Then we have at the end of the commercial, whatever. If you or a family member is affected by our sauce, here, please call these. You show the side effects or whatever shit, like a long list. What's on your palate, sir?
One more sip real quick. You get a ton of that grassy kind of hop note, a lot of the wheat. Malt is not too strong. It's like a light malt. Like I say, it follows that bready nose a lot. Very easy drinking, refreshing. And it pretty much nails the American lager style. It doesn't like do anything crazy with it, but it's just like just on point.
What is the American lager style?
So the American lager style, usually it's a bit more hopped up. Like, I don't know how old this can is, because it says best by 9/3 of this year, September 3rd of this year. Okay. So I guess it's pretty fresh. Coming from El Segundo, I would expect a bit more of a hop note. I mean, the hops are there, but it's not like in your face, because there's this lager from Highland Park Brewery. I forgot what the name of it was, but that shit.
That's like a.
Okay, you know what? That's probably not too fair, because that's advertised as a West Coast lager. Yeah. And this is just an American lager, so that's probably not fair. Yeah. But that one, the hops are in your face, and you do get that lager quality. It doesn't taste like an IPA. You get the hop quality of an IPA, but like the malt backbone and all that. And the character doesn't taste like an IPA.
When you were saying, like, oh, I don't know how old this can is, whatever, were you trying to say, like, oh, maybe this shit's probably flat?
No, it's not flat. It's just, it's not, it's that hop character I'm looking for. Because most American lagers are like hopped up to hell. And that's what I'm usually expecting. Yeah, so.
I hopped up to hell one time.
Yeah, this one, don't get me wrong, it's good. It's just, I would want more of like a hop kind of profile to it.
You look disappointed.
Preference for lager. I'm not disappointed. It's good. It's easy drinking. It's just what I'm looking for in the lagers that I like, that I love, this is not giving me all of that. It's giving me some of that, but it's not giving me all of that.
Six pack?
It's a four pack. It's a four pack. I forgot how much I got it for. I don't know the prices on there. I forgot.
Like $16?
I think it was around 16.
Yeah. Usually 12, 16, where they roll around.
Yeah. But yeah. But it's kind of hard for me to judge it in that lens, because that's not fair to the lager itself, because I'm not going for that, which is shocking, because it says El Segundo Brewing, so I don't know why they wouldn't go for that, you know what I mean? That true West Coast style lager, which is not really a popular style, but it's kind of more prominent out here, obviously, because we're in the West Coast. So
Austin going to beat your ass for this review.
Maybe.
They'll find you at that fucking Riverside store or whatever, and you're going to turn around slow looking at you, and you're going to be drinking.
Hey, I love Broken Skull. I love that beer.
Oh, okay.
I like this beer.
That's what I'm saying when you're getting your ass beat. I love Broken Skull, whatever. He's like, yeah, you like Broken Skull so much.
I love the IPA. He'll be like, let me throw your ass in some broken skull. Yeah. He gonna hear that biscuit thing you just said. Mm-hmm. Be like, you like biscuits, huh? You like biscuits?
Yeah.
Biscuit cans at you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, I'm gonna judge this as just a straight American lager. I'm gonna give this a 3. I'm gonna give it a 3 for that.
Oh,
it nails the style. It does a great job. There's no off flavors. It's straight to the point. Not in your face. Not going to weigh you down. It's easy drinking. You drink multiple cans of these. In 16 ounces goes back easy. Refreshing.
Smash them together. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Perfect for the weather. It's nice sunny weather right now. Breezy. High 80s or low 80s, I think. Well, at least out here. Low 80s, high 70s. Perfect for the weather. Goes well with that's the good thing about lagers too. It goes well with most foods, but you can't really eat food. You can't go wrong with a nice lager, a good lager, a good craft lager. Can't go wrong with that.
When are you and Stone Cold going to do a show together? I mean,
I remember I was El Segundo's biggest cheerleader.
Yeah, you still are.
Brewing. Yeah, well,
yeah, you still are. Yeah, what are you talking about? We used to be. You still are. That was like, what, 6 months ago?
Yeah. that's my favorite brewery. I love El Segundo Brewing. So, yeah, man, if we ever had a chance to fucking link up with Stone Cold Steve Austin, oh, my God, you know how amazing that shit would be?
I would tell him, could you beat my ass? Cody,
get this on camera. Stone Cold stunner?
Yeah.
Give me the middle finger.
I want to sell that shit like The Rock.
It didn't tell me 316 just whipped your ass.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're awesome. Childhood dream.
We could just like have like Cody read a Bible or whatever, and he just slaps that Bible out of his face and said, you need to stop reading Austin 316 because, I don't know, John 316 because Austin 316 about to whoop your ass or whatever. Oh, and then like after you get up from your stunner, he shares a beer with you and stunts you again.
That's an honor. Get a Stone Cold Stunner by Steve Austin, and then he gets to share a beer with him. Come on, man.
Yeah, he couldn't ask. Come on. A lot of people I don't want to get my ass whipped, but for some reason I do want to get my
Stone
ass
whipped. I would happily get my ass whipped by Stone Cold Steve Austin. I'll be an honor.
As they say in the wrestling band, I'll take a bump for that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's got money. You could pay the grocery store back.
Yeah, he got money.
We just want to traumatize one part of the store anyway, you know? So, I bet liquor stores would love that, you know?
Yeah.
Just take us down the aisle with all the fireball and shit like that. Shit can get destroyed regularly.
you'll see like true craft beer and liquor enthusiasts. They watching that episode. They're like, hey, y'all ain't fooling nobody. So goddamn well, why y'all went to the aisle with the fireball and all that shit.
I'd love to like get dragged by Stone Cold to like the good aisle, and he'd be like, "Oh hell no, we gotta go. Come on, let me take you somewhere." he drags you to like the other shitty aisle, like the dessert wine aisle and shit like that, and be like, "So yeah, I think Stone Cold needs to link up. I think he needs to promote this beer with us and beat our ass too while we at it. I'd like that.
I'm with it, sir."
I was thinking 3.5, and then once you started saying the hops and stuff, I was like, yep, probably dropped to a 3. So
it's a 3. Yep, it's a 3. It's definitely a really good beer. It's just not, you know, what I want in my lager, my head. I prefer the West Coast lager with the hops kind of in your face a little bit.
3 is a solid rating.
Yeah, it is a solid rating. I forgot to mention this. Sometimes it's called IPLs, like India Pale Ales, but it's a lager instead of an L. So
I don't like that name.
Yeah, I don't like that name either. I prefer, West Coast Lager.
Don't try to get cute with this beer.
just stick with the IPA. I mean,
Well, people, we're going to get out of here now. I think Cody summed that up pretty nicely, if I do say so myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I do say so myself, but we got shit to do now. And I
need to
pretend like I just woke up, or like I just didn't wake up.
Pretend like you're doing something useful.
Yeah. Like I'm contributing to this society here, you know, shit. So we'll be back next week for Matching and Mixing. And it will be St. Patty's Mixing and Matching, or whatever, because St. Patty's Day.
Keep forgetting that's a fucking holiday. I keep forgetting that. I forgot about that.
Is that holiday always on a Thursday, too? I've come to notice.
I don't know.
I know it's always during the middle of the fucking week. I've never seen it on a weekend.
Well, I hope y'all enjoy that with your shitty ass Guinness. American Guinness.
Yeah.
American Guinness sucks ass. Yeah. I got
and then, so and then the dyed beer. Yeah, Lord.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that shit. Yeah, you know, as a youngster in my 21s or whatever, I was pretty pumped up for that. I was like, mm-hmm. oh my God, this must be something unique and different. Mm-hmm. And then I realized it's just fucking food coloring. That fucked my whole world up. I was just like, mm-hmm. wait a minute. You mean to tell me how y'all make this green is just food? Oh, man. Mm-hmm. I thought this was like some privately owned something that they only pull out once a year for this occasion and shit. And I was like, oh, this is some bullshit. You mean to tell me this is Corona with green food?
No, it's bullshit with all this.
It's Corona with food green dye. As if Corona wasn't that's killing people already. Come on now.
I was about to say, yeah, Jesus Christ.
Well, anyway, like we said, we'll be back next week for Mixing and Matching, mm-hmm. the St. Patty's version, even though mm-hmm. I ain't got shit to say about St. Patty's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about St. Patty's Day. So
yeah, I don't really give a fuck. Yeah.
Yeah. I drink regularly anyway. I don't need St. Patty's Day to tell me.
St. Patty's Day, that's just an excuse to drink. Yeah, no.
Isn't that every American holiday?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, some of the holidays, they got some food involved, like 4th of July. Oh, barbecuing, but drinking.
Well, St. Patty's, they had food too. It's like that corned beef shit. I don't really
oh
like
yeah
that.
Don't they have like bratwurst? Oh wait, no, I'm not. Is bratwurst? No, I'm thinking
that's German.
I'm thinking of Oktoberfest.
Yeah,
thinking of shit like that, whatever. So yeah you're right. Yeah, so Oktoberfest, that ain't even a holiday neither.
No, I don't know why we even try to even like shit out here in the state. Just keep that shit in Germany.
Yeah, because I ain't gonna lie, Oktoberfest in California, it sucks ass. I
don't, yeah,
it really is.
Don't do it out. Just don't do it out here in the states.
Just me and Cody Germany. Went to one years ago, and I was like, I'm not impressed by this. So wait a minute,
I wasn't either.
We had to pay to get in here, and we got to pay for the beer.
Yes,
I thought like this badge was gonna get included. Us like,
yeah. Like at least like five pours or something. But no, you had to pay for the beer too.
And we started walking around. We was like, man, they have a wiener dog race.
Yeah, that's something. Yeah, look, yeah.
Like I really didn't give a fuck about that. I was like, oh man. So, yeah. But yeah, I thought the badge was like, oh, because the badge is like $50+ and shit. So I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, and get us like, you know, either. That's nope. back when things were a little bit more easy. People, that's when like the unlimited shit started dying down. Mm-hmm. Remember back in the day, Cody, when you buy those kind of badges, you get like 100 drinks if you buy this and shit. Or when we went to the association and it was like, you get these badges or whatever, you get like 5 free cocktails or some shit like that.
Yeah, see? Even then, yeah. Hey, something.
Actually, it wasn't even 5 free cocktails. Cody had found out it was any drink.
Oh.
Because you used your last ticket on something like that.
I think it was a beer or like a whiskey or something.
It might have been one or the other. And I looked at you and said, how much did you pay for that? He was just like, it was free.
I'm like, no, I was getting a ticket.
I used a ticket. I was like, what the fuck? I thought it was just for cocktails. So yeah, that was dope as shit. Cause 5 drinks was all we didn't pay for shit. That was all we needed. 5 drinks. It's like, oh shit. So yeah, but they don't do touch shit like that no more, Cody.
Right on.
They don't do shit like that. If you need unlimited in your life, people, you're going to be paying thousands of dollars and shit like that. So
yeah, that's the price it costs. It ain't truly unlimited. Paying for that shit.
Yeah, so Oktoberfest in America, it sucks ass, at least in California that I know of. So, but with that said, people, we're going to get out of here now. Cody got things to do. Mm-hmm. Got babies to kiss. Gifts to be showered.
Mm-hmm.
Showering of the gifts, if you will.
Yes, and before we sign off, I just want to give a very happy birthday shout out to my lady love. No, not you.
Okay. Okay.
My lady love, Miss Kathy Sierra, happy birthday to her.
My birthday anniversary was just the other day. You didn't tell me nothing.
Motherfucker, she ain't till June. Shut your ass.
Yeah, but it's celebrated every month. It's like an anniversary, like March 7th. Hey, March 7th was just passed, bro. Like, hold on. It's coming up, man. It's an
anniversary for his birthday. What the fuck?
Yeah, you goddamn right.
That's some shit.
I told somebody that the other day, because they were like, what you giving me for my birthday? I said, mine just passed. You can give me shit. I thought your shit was in June. I was like, the anniversary just passed of it. Yeah. The fuck? Shit. I said,
it's my birthday anniversary.
Yeah. You goddamn right. I'm petty, okay? I want shit. Tired of buying shit. Everything I want, Cody's expensive.
What am I getting?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I want no cheap shit neither, because right? All my shit is expensive as fuck, and I'm tired of buying
birthday
shit.
Text
I got a, there's a $350 jacket I want. I'm putting that out there in the universe, as they say.
Okay. I hope you get it. Because I ain't getting it for you.
Matter of fact, it's an El Segundo. It's nice and beige. It's got, oh, $350, people. But I can sell it for $300. So, yeah. So, April 7th.
I'll get it, man. Good luck to you. I'll get that $300 jacket.
Hey, hey, man, I hope so, too. Yeah. Sure.
I really hope so.
It looked like I might have to buy it myself, but hey, we never know.
Yeah, you probably.
You never know until you try, Cody.
You probably got to buy the shit yourself.
Yeah, yeah, it's looking that way. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah, and if you do get it for your birthday, it's going to be some fake shit. It's going to have a, like a note in the back saying, fuck you and your thoughts.
Oh,
I'm just saying, be careful.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Careful what you wish for.
Yeah. All right. Well, April 7th, everybody. Yeah. It's coming up soon. So, yeah. Right. Celebrate me. Yeah. My anniversary.
You know, June 7th. Look out. I might have you on your birthday, man.
June
look
7th.
Out like a, yeah. Look out in your mailbox. You might get a little, like, little it's going to look like leather. It's not going to be actual leather.
Oh, okay.
You're going to get a little note in the back saying, hey, here you go. What you asked for?
It's not leather, though. I don't want
to. Oh, you want leather?
Yeah, it's not leather. It's not. It's like a nice little suede trench coat. You know
what I mean?
Oh,
okay. Suede.
Yeah. It's okay. It's beige too. It's beige. It's got little brown buttons on it too. Okay. All right.
Beige and brown buttons. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'll take a photo for you.
Hey, do that. Yeah,
and the store don't have prices on this shit. You got to ask people. So because you know it's one of them stores.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If they ain't got prices on it, that's telling you right there. It's like, oh, yeah, it's just...
It's like we can go into the bottle shops and they have, like, the whiskey in the glass case and they ain't got no prices on it. You're like, oh, well, I know where this is headed.
Sometimes you don't even bother to ask. You're just like, I'm not going to waste your time. I'm not going to waste my time. We already know where this is going down. And if you got this amount of a health supply of this lineup, that tells me right there this shit ain't selling because it's too goddamn expensive. So.
Yep, exactly.
So yeah, $300, people. That's all I need. Just $300. The Help a Negro Out program starts today, April 7th. You got 2 months left. April 7th, May 7th, to celebrate the anniversary of JB's birthday or whatever.
Y'all do that. It's gonna be. Oh look, it's April 7th.
Yeah.
2 months before JB's birthday.
Yeah, yeah. And then July 7th will be my 34 years of living, 1 month anniversary.
So you got anniversaries for everything, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, doesn't that like take a, isn't it like hard to keep track with all that shit?
No, because like, I like shit. No. I like buying shit, so buy me shit. So yeah, I like things.
And you do like, yeah, you do. Yeah.
Yeah, it ain't nothing better than retail therapy, you know? And I need a lot of it. But I don't need it, but I want it. So and what I want, goddamn it. Shit. All right.
What you want? I never asked. Yeah,
right. Yeah. Oh, by the way, there is some J's coming out too at the end of the month. So if you just want to get those for me, size 8.5, please, by the way. Just give them to me on April 7th. That'll work.
No, I always strike out with Jordan, so that's definitely not happening.
All right, you ain't no help to me there then. All right. Well, I'll just hang up on you so I can talk to the people then.
Who said I wanted to help you?
Where she at? Kathy, you want to help the Negro out? No. Where your brother at? He loves me. You want to help me out? Where you at? I'm like a brother to him, basically. Not like you, you know.
I think he might still be in New York. I think he's still in New York.
Oh, fuck yeah, man. Anyway.
I don't know.
Traitor ass motherfucker. He will go there. Anyway. Treacherous ass motherfucker. Probably at a Knicks game. Hey. Guess what, bitch? They ain't going nowhere neither. So,
shit.
With that said, people, I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.